Today's KFDI, FM 101.3. You're waking up with Brian and Kelly in the mornings.
We're trying to wake up with Brian and Kelly. Give us your best shot.
It's like a good way to wake up real quick in the morning, in about 10 seconds. Put four 100-watt light bulbs in your bathroom and then turn on the light at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay. Shut it up.
Okay. All right. Brian and I just having a conversation about the toys that we played with as kids.
Cardboard boxes. Give me an empty cardboard box.
They never recalled the cardboard box. Right. My mom used to hand me a spoon and tell me to dig to China. Now, only as an adult now do I realize the sarcasm that she was handing me that spoon with. Right. And then I remember one summer, the big summer of my childhood, that my dad gave us the best toy of all toys.
And what was that?
He had a load of rocks brought in and dumped in the backyard. And we had a hill of rocks all summer. Today's KFDI with Brian and Kelly this morning, 6:54. It's the first day of school.
Kids are starting to file in now.
Oh, they're noisy.
Good morning, class. Good morning.
Stick around for more fun with Brian and Kelly.
Yay! Today's KFDI FM 101.3, Wichita's country favorites, is the Coast Clear. Coast Clear kids in school now, most of them?
Yes, I think they're all in class now.
That means we can now break out the cookies and potato chips you've been hiding all summer long.
Yeah.
My mother used to have this bowl on the top of the refrigerator, kind of to the rear. That was her stash.
Uh-oh. The fact that you knew where it was tells me she didn't hide it well
enough. She wasn't good hiding. No. KFDI, FM 101.3. Wichita's country favorites. Hi, Brian and Kelly.
Hi, this is Julie Edwards, and I was just listening to KFDI this morning for my alarm clock.
Hi, Julie.
And I just about fell out of bed because you just made me the happiest girl in the whole USA.
How's that?
Because Gary Allen is coming to Wichita.
Hey, how about it?
You know, I told my husband, get me on a plane. I don't care where he's playing. I've got to see him.
Now you won't have to fly there. You can drive.
I am flipping out.
Hey, keep your radio on. We're doing tickets all day today.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
breathe.
My dream come
true. I need you to breathe. I need you to breathe with me.
I can't breathe right now. And I couldn't even get really excited because I would cough the lung up.
Oh, God.
Okay. Breathe with me. Go, ah. No. Ah.
No. No.
You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. In Scottsboro, Alabama, there's a couple. Yeah. Alonzo and Beulah are their names, the Sims. And they've been married for 80 years.
Right.
In order to stay married, what they did was they kept too busy to fight. Alonzo said he went out early, worked all day, came home late, tired, and would eat and go to bed. Therefore, no time to fight with Beulah. Beulah would spend all day taking care of the house and the kids. Therefore, no time to fight with Alonzo. So, that's their piece of marriage advice this morning.
Brian and Kelly, you were talking about spouses that drive you crazy. My wife sits around all day eating raw Pop-Tarts. I bet she eats a box a day, uncooked, mind you. I have to pay a $60 a month Pop-Tart bill. That's great, Larry. Thanks for that. Is there anything grosser than raw Pop-Tarts? Signed, Larry. There's the question.
You know, Larry, it's not the Pop-Tarts that are the problem. There's another problem. Don't treat the symptom, Larry.
I would like to know, does she look like a Pop-Tart after eating all those Pop-Tarts every day? I mean, then he has a reason to complain.
Yeah, see, that was, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
See, that was the question.
There's more with Brian and Kelly on the way on today's KFDI.
I'll tell you what was confusing for me.
What?
I've been shopping for my Halloween candy to hand out at the door. They've already had the Christmas stuff out, and they had a whole row of Christmas candy. I'm so confused. I'm handing out candy canes Wednesday night.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Here's what she's handing out.
This Halloween, there's another place you need to trick or treat. Brian and Kelly's house.
That's right.
Brian and Kelly gave out big candy bars. Because there's nothing fun about fun size. To receive your full-size candy bar, Brian and Kelly's Halloween rules apply.
Good rules.
Brian and Kelly must think you're cute.
Yep.
Brian and Kelly must be satisfied that you're not too old.
Brian and Kelly can't catch you.
vandalizing their property.
Make this Halloween a Brian and Kelly full-size candy bar Halloween.
Only if you know where Brian and Kelly live. Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Happy Halloween from Brian and Kelly.
I know where they live.
Let's play a game we call normal or not normal.
I like to eat a cheeseburger with peanut butter on it.
Not normal.
Not normal.
Nick. Favorite around our house was peanut butter, Maryquil, and banana sandwiches.
Normal.
Not normal.
What about carrots and applesauce?
Absolutely not normal unless it's squished baby food and you're feeding it to a child under the age of like two.
Hello, what are you doing?
Well, I'm eating pickles and drinking chocolate milk.
Are these sweet or dill pickles?
They're dill pickles.
Is that something you eat every day?
No, I usually put peanut butter on them.
Husbands and wives will develop a code speak so that they can talk about things in front of their children. We spoke to a family who had come up with a term, going bowling, for special husband-wife alone time. With that in mind, with today's big news, here's Kelly Mike.
There's been a new study about bowling, Brian. How long should you go bowling? They have decided that 1 to 2 minutes is not enough time
to bowl,
but 3 minutes is. You have a problem with the 3 minute time limit on bowling?
Yeah, anything under 10 minutes is a gutter ball.
Dang it easy, huh?
Helen, do you have somebody to go bowling with?
Heck no, I ain't bowled in over a year. Yeah, I know. No wonder I'm saying 10 minutes.
Three of these,
Love
y'all.
Bye.
Love you back. Bring in our guest.
It is Army Specialist Don Cunningham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Don was the recipient of some of your boxes that Brian and Kelly were able to put together with our Christmas in a Box.
It was quite amazing. It was moving. And it kind of hit the spot because there was a few guys over there. You know, they were first time away from home, and Adams Elementary, Miss Fox's class, fourth grade class, great letters. These kids are amazing. It was really moving, some of the stuff they wrote and their patriotism. You guys don't know how much it means. You know, everybody thanks us for doing our job over there, but without you guys back home, our job would be just that much harder. I mean, you guys make it so much easier on us. You probably don't even realize.
We hope, you know, that we're able to touch and just bring a little bit of home over to Iraq to the guys.
Fabulous. Yeah. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Remember I said I was going to dye Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Well, I decided I was just going to buy Easter eggs already decorated. And I found camouflage Easter eggs.
Camo Easter eggs are the redneck babysitters.
Yeah, it'll take them hours and hours and hours to find them all.
The lightning round. Mark Chestnut's going to play the game.
Go.
Okay, what kind of salad dressing?
Italian.
How do you take your eggs?
Fried.
When's the last time you changed the tire?
About 2 years ago.
When's the last time you wrecked your truck?
About 2 years ago.
Was it at the same time?
Same day.
You have a girl that scoots over in the middle and sits next to you when you drive?
No. I got a wife.
Yeah, you take out your own trash.
Hell yeah. My kids are too lazy to do it.
Time's up. That's it. Hey, you did great on lightning round. Mark Chestnut, everybody.
Yesterday we were talking about straws, and a lot of people were coming up to Brian and kind of ribbing you about your love of straws.
Well, life is too short to not enjoy the little things.
What is this with the straw business?
Do you think he's a sissy because he likes straws?
Yeah.
I do too.
Hey.
I wanted to thank you. I won one of your gift cards. I was in Wichita shopping the other day, and I was in a Goodwill store, and a little girl came up to her mom and said something about, can I have this? And mom says, remember, we don't have any groceries. We came to get you a swimsuit, and I don't have much else. You know, I mean, I don't have a lot of money either, and I was really looking forward to using that gift card, but I gave it to that lady.
Oh, my goodness.
She started bawling, and of course I started bawling, and she says, oh, my God. She says, we just moved out of the homeless shelter, and she said, things are really tight. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I feel bad because I didn't really pay for this. I won it on the radio. And she goes, oh, she said, you have no idea. And she said, what can I do for you? And I said, sometime when you're back on your feet, you pass this on to somebody else.
There you go.
Thanks, guys, because, you know, you made it possible, though.
Well, thank you so much for just giving us a fabulous end to our day.
Wow. You're welcome. Really. Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Let's make that the mission of the day today, is to find a way to help somebody else today.